This Sitka History Minute is brought to you by the Sitka Historical Society as we celebrate the events and people of Sitka, where all our men are hardy, our women are even hardier, and our children are worth bragging about. Early Russians observed a most unusual source of water 16 miles south of Sitka and gave it a name which translated to Sheltered Curative Hot Springs. Later locals simply called it Sitka Hot Springs. In 1908, a post office named Sanitarium was established there and ran until 1944. Today, we know it by Goddard Hot Springs, for that is the name given to it in 1924 by local entrepreneur Dr. Frederick Goddard, who constructed a modern three-story sanitarium hotel in hopes of attracting people to seek relief from its naturally hot pools. Looking back at historical accounts of the hot springs, one can see little has changed from today, for Russian-American and Company official K.T. Klebnikov wrote as early as 1818, "Mineral springs can be found at various spots along the shore, including the sulfurous hot springs. They have been known traditionally by the Kolosh, who use them to cure their sicknesses. Wounds heal quickly, bone fractures mend, and scurvy disappears because of the usefulness of these springs." Klebnikov also noted that the water from the springs is hot but drinkable. At first, the taste is disgusting, but once you get used to the taste, then the smell of it is not so bad. The temperature hasn't changed much either, for Klebnikov remarked that most cannot sit in these springs for more than 15 minutes. After sitting in the water, you feel weak and your head begins to spin. Nothing new there, for I've witnessed a few semi-scalded occupants of the tubs who stayed immersed too long. The Goddard Hot Springs waters flow from four surface exits at a total of about 70 liters per minute and vary from 122 to 153 degrees Fahrenheit, with subsurface reservoir temperatures near 293 degrees Fahrenheit. In a 1917 study, G.A. Waring determined the waters to be a mineral-rich sodium chloride solution, in which chloride constituted more than half the dissolved solids. Essentially, when you're bathing in the hot springs, you're bathing in a mix similar to table salt and water, with a healthy and somewhat smelly sulfuric mix of other minerals thrown in. Upon learning of its medicinal qualities, the Russians constructed structures at the hot springs in the early 1800s, making it, perhaps, the earliest Alaskan mineral springs known to white men, even though generations of Tlinkets had been benefiting from the healing waters. The Russians operated a hospital, or more correctly, a place to house invalids, at Goddard as early as 1841. Amazingly, even though its sister hot springs, Baranof Warm Springs, lay just on the other side of Baranof Island and was used frequently by Angoon Tlinkets, people of Western descent did not find these springs until 1891, almost 100 years after the Russians had been soaking in the Goddard Springs. Sitka Hot Springs was visited by such notable people as Eldridge Merrill and George Thornton Emmons, who after the turn of the century stayed at a small cabin, humorously called the Hotel Peel, after an early-day saloon owner and noted bootlegger. From 1913 through 1939, Sitka Hot Springs even had a school, which was located three-quarters of a mile from the hot springs and was attended mostly by the children of families who operated fox farms on the surrounding islands. A boat served as their daily school bus and ran in conditions you and I might hesitate to venture into today. In 1924, Dr. Goddard, a doctor who had practiced in Juneau for years, some as the Treadwell Mines doctor, moved his practice to Sitka and saw the potential for capitalizing on this wilderness health bonanza and bought the springs and surrounding land. He erected a beautiful three-story sanitarium hotel, which provided genteel accommodations. The site henceforth became known as Goddard Hot Springs. During this time, the spring's hot water was used to heat the sanitarium and other buildings, including a greenhouse. By 1932, according to a teacher's report, there was a post office, hotel, and health resort at Goddard. After just 15 years, the buildings were purchased in 1939 by the territorial legislature for use as an overflow home for the Sitka Pioneers' home. I wonder if those who resided there were happy to be leaving the confines of the big city of Sitka for such a remote but healthy place. Sadly, after 1946, the buildings fell into disuse and were torn down in 1954. Evidence of this past history can still be seen at Goddard. Today, the city of Sitka owns the property and maintains bathhouses for recreational use that inspires many to travel far and wide. Stripped to the bare essentials, brave our local biting black flies known as white sox, and soak their tired bones in the healing waters. This Sitka History Minute is brought to you by the Sitka Historical Society as we celebrate the events and people of Sitka, where all our men are hardy, our women are even hardier, and our children are worth bragging about.